Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight. Hey everybody.
Hi.
This is a podcast that you listen to.
It's called Not Tonight with Linda and Brenda.
I'm Linda.
I'm Brenda. And guess what? We talk about some weird shit. We're here to talk to you about whatever the fuck we want, first of all, because it's our podcast. Second of all, we talk about being sisters and stories from our lives, and we talk about spiritual, woo-woo, some might say witchy shit, Linda's spiritual journey, our spiritual journey. I'm a true crime freak, so we do get into that. I'll be a freak until the day, until the dawn. And conspiracy theories, y'all are big on that, so.
I thought you were going to say, y'all are bitches for that.
We've been getting into conspiracy theories lately, and I know all that seems kind of weird to go together, like spirituality, true crime, conspiracy theories, but that's what we're into.
I think it's actually the perfect trio.
I do too. And that's what y'all are into, apparently.
You guys love it. You guys are really stupid for it. So. Just kidding.
Not stupid. You're amazing and beautiful. We love you.
We also have ADHD, so you might notice.
Major ADHD. Turns out I have SAD.
Yeah, Brenda is sad.
I'm sad. I am not diagnosed, but I'm absolutely sure if I were a doctor, I would diagnose my ass with seasonal affective disorder. Man, I'm going through it.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time this week. It's like good and bad. We've been doing a lot of good shit this week for our podcast, but at the same time, I feel like ego depleted. If you don't know, Google ego depletion. It's a real thing. But I feel drained, and I think a lot of it has to do with, one, let's get woo-woo. One, I do need, through my meditations, this keeps coming up. I need...
Medications or meditations?
Through my meditations.
Oh, I thought, definitely thought you said medication.
No. Through my meditation, it keeps coming up that I need more grounding crystals. Like, I need to get grounded and kind of protect my energy. I've been splaying out my energy everywhere, and it's draining to me. I have hematite on my middle finger. What's up? But
I just flicked
Linda off. But it's not enough. I need some black tourmaline or something. But also the weather, the pandemic, the going like dark at like 5 o'clock, like the fucking cold. I'm not a cold weather girl. I'm not. It literally depresses me every single year since as far back as I can remember, but it's hitting me particularly hard this week.
Well, for these reasons, Brenda is going to let me take the reins with the spiritual shit that we get into this week because she's a little bit depleted.
Yeah, I haven't really done all the spiritual shit. Linda's been going hard on the spiritual shit. I've been taking a back seat because, like I said, I'm ego depleted. I'm drained. I've been doing my meditations and my manifestations. I have. But I have not been going hard on anything else lately this week because, like I said, I have to recharge. I have to recharge sometimes.
Everybody needs a break.
I know last week?
Yeah, it was last
week. We talked about, like, I just kind of went briefly into it, like, that I went through this, like, spiritual journey, like, whatever, like, 8, 9, 10 years ago or something. And I had this, like, wonderful, weird, like, floaty kind of experience where I was very in tune and then it depleted me. I know some of y'all have been asking for me to talk about that further and like the time that I accidentally astral projected, and I fully intend on talking about that, but not tonight, girl. I'm too ego depleted.
Not tonight. It's fine. Let's not
pressure. We're gonna get way into Linda's shit, but tonight I'm just gonna listen and give feedback.
Yeah, so on that note, Brenda needs a happy light. And
well, I don't even know what a happy light is.
It's a little, it's like, it looks like an iPad
and it's like a screen.
It's on your desk downstairs?
Yeah, it has a light that like mimics sunlight. And it has a timer, so you can set it to like up to 60 minutes.
Oh my god, yes.
And it has different light settings so that you can sit in front of it and get your sunlight for the day.
Damn.
And it really helps with seasonal depression.
Dude, I used to go to the tanning bed. I don't anymore. I'm talking like when I was a freaking kid. Mom let me start going to the tanning bed when I was in sixth grade.
I think I started going in like eighth grade.
To treat my acne. She used to take me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and then she started letting Becky drive me to the tanning bed, which is, I have to thank Becky for my love for Master P, because usually her friend was with her and they would like jam out to Master P. And I was like 10. And anyway, but I really do think that I know it's dangerous. Don't go to the tanning bed, whatever. I don't go anymore. But it's bad for your skin. It's bad for you. But I think that did actually help my seasonal affective disorder back then.
I'm sure of it. Like, I'm absolutely sure of it.
But I don't have that anymore because I don't go tanning anymore. And I get depressed every freaking, like, this time, exact time, like, where all the leaves are brown. All the leaves are brown. When they're pretty much off the trees now. Mm-hmm. Everything's, like, dying.
Everything's dead.
Everything's cold. It gets dark. I just get fucking depressed.
Yeah. Well, the light really helps, for real. You're the supposed light. To... My psychiatrist told me to start using it, you know, around October.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time, like, real winter hits, like, you should be good. And, I really recommend it. So it is on our wish list. We have an Amazon wish list, if you didn't know.
Yes.
Link is in our Instagram bio at Not Tonight Podcast. We have a lot of good shit on there.
Happy Light is
one of them.
We're two broke girls.
Yeah.
Isn't that a show?
Yeah. That's us.
That's basically us.
This is us.
This is us. That's also a show, but I've never watched it. But we're two broke girls. So we did start an Amazon wish list out of the recommendation from other people, actually. But yeah, hey, if you're balling, if you're rolling in the dough, look at it. It's pretty cool.
Happy Lights. We would also like some black onyx
to protect our energy. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that too. But really, we really are here for the equipment.
Right, podcast equipment is the priority.
I mean, I would rather y'all buy us equipment before my sad happy light.
I don't know. I would rather you have the happy light first.
Actually, maybe, yeah. How much is it?
Like $40. That ain't bad.
It's bad for me because I'm broke as shit.
It's not bad for some of y'all, though.
It's bad for me. I'm living paycheck to paycheck for real. This pandemic shit is getting old. I don't have whatever you... What do they call that? Pandemic... Fucking drain or fatigue.
Yeah.
No, fatigue. I don't have that. I'm still in it, but it's affecting my money and it's affecting my life. But no, yeah, $40 is a lot to me right now.
It's a lot to, you know, me too. I'm broke as shit too, but for some of y'all, $40 is like chump change. So throw it our way if you want to. If you love us with money.
Or if you love us and you just want us to sound a little bit better, hey, what are you gonna do?
Give us a microphone.
We have microphones on there. Anyway, we love you. We love you, and we're happy that y'all appreciate us. And either way, we're here for you.
We're here. This is all for you. It's for mostly for us, but it's all for you.
It's like kind of therapeutic to talk, but it's really for you.
Yeah. All right. Big news coming up.
Oh, what?
Shiny ribs.
Shiny ribs. We did something for him this week.
Let's talk about him first.
Okay. So, Shiny Ribs is a musician. He's been around forever. He was with the Gourds originally. That was his like original band, the Gourds. Mm-hmm. Gourds. For those of you who don't know, I'm sure you've all heard this song. It's like a cover of Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg. By the Gourds, like an acoustic, like white people covering Gin and Juice.
Like a bluegrassy type of thing?
Kind of, yeah. Like, everybody's heard that song, I feel like. It's so popular, like, or at least it was back then. Anyway, the Gourds were a band, a pretty big band, like in the, I guess, 90s, early 2000s. I mean, they were around since like the 80s, but I started listening to them like in the 90s. And then from there, he went solo and became, well, his name's Kevin Russell, but he was Shiny Ribs, and he's put out a couple albums, Shiny Ribs style. And I've loved him as a musician forever, since I was like literally like probably 12. But anyway, during this crazy pandemic, I've always like followed him on social media and shit, but he started like doing these live concerts, like virtual concerts on Facebook. And it was like, he has like 30,000, 40,000, some kind of, he's got a huge following on social media. But I just started listening and kind of like, in all honesty, kind of heckling him from love, but like he does cool covers that I appreciate. Like he covered like Rihanna, he covered, I think the night that I really started talking to him, he was covering Erykah Badu, like Call Tyrone. And he was openly saying like, I don't know all the lyrics, y'all. And I was like reading him about it. And then him and I, somehow we just started talking. And we started talking, like this was like back in like March, April, like the beginning of the pandemic. Like we just started talking, and then we exchanged numbers and just started chatting, like just like friendly. Like we talked a lot about music, honestly, just vibing. Like him and I just, we have a lot of the same like common music, common interests. I was like getting back into playing my cello. Like he was very encouraging about that. We became like real life friends, like mm-hmm. just sharing our common interest in like my woo woo shit and his music shit. And like, he like legit like became like a big brother to me. And then when we started this podcast, he was supportive, right? And we like used to go on Instagram live with him all the time, like before I went back to work and stuff, like back in the day for me, but when like weeknights were like just, there was no time. Like right. for the longest time, there was no such thing as a weeknight for me, a school night or whatever night. It was just like any night is party night, because none of us were leaving our house and none of us were working. So we used to go live with him all the time. And anyway, yeah, our friendship blossomed. Linda got involved. He started talking to us on our podcast all the time. And we even have an episode with him. I don't remember what number it is, but it's like Dorking Around with Shiny Ribs.
I want to say title. It's like 12 or something like that.
No, it's not that old.
It is.
It's okay. Well, scroll down whenever y'all are listening. But I think it's called Dorking Around with Shiny Ribs. Mm-hmm. Some of it gets cut off, actually. But he's interesting. He's a good storyteller. He's got a great laugh. He's a great musician. He's been doing these Facebook Live like events every Thursday. They're called fucking Shiny Rib Fry. And he's got a holiday one coming up, which is pretty exciting. I think it's on Freak. Don't let me.
It's December 17th.
Okay, December 17th, 8 p.m. Is it Central Time or Eastern? Because he's in Texas.
I would imagine it's Central Time.
Probably Central, because he's based out of Texas. But he has this big-ass holiday like concert. He started doing this rib fry thing where it's really interesting. It's kind of like a podcast, kind of like a variety show where he like, he's a musician, right? But like he interviews somebody usually, and then like he performs a concert here and there, like throughout the episode. I want to say episode, but some of it's live, some of it's recorded. It's really cool. It's really interesting. Like he's like us. He's into all types of different shit. So he's been doing that now for a few months. And so he's got this holiday thing coming up, and we were blessed enough for him to ask us to record something for this holiday episode of his. So we did that. We did that.
We put on really nice outfits, wigs, Santa hats, reindeer ears, and we performed a lip sync battle for our life of a Christmas. Should I say what song it is?
No.
Okay. It's a surprise.
It's a surprise, but we did a lip sync for your life. For his episode for the holidays. It's a holiday song. It's our favorite holiday song. We might have mentioned it before, probably not, but me and Becky used to freaking choreograph this shit every Christmas for our parents. Just for our parents. But we did it. We did it, and it was exciting and fun, and we're gonna be on his show on the 17th, right?
Yep, on Facebook.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited too. I'm kind of nervous because I feel like in the beginning of it, I looked at it again, like I was making a very stupid, confused face in the beginning.
So was I.
I was looking at the camera like this.
So was I. I wasn't nervous when we started, but I was nervous about the intro because I kept fucking it up. We really did it in, like, what was that? Like, five takes,
probably? Five or six.
We hadn't even practiced because we're both like, we're not going to
like, no,
it's going to make us sound bad. We're not going to practice without recording, right? Because, like, it's not the same if you know you're not recording.
Yeah, I don't do role play because I might accidentally do my best performance of my life.
That's what Linda was worried about, the role play aspect.
I don't role play.
So, and then, fuck, I was the one that was all nervous. And then at the very last second, Linda was like, I have stage fright.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta get drunk really quick. I'm nervous. I gotta get bent.
So, she chugged a beer and then... We were off to the races, but it all worked out. I think it's decent. He said we killed it, so.
I showed it to our mom, and she was
yeah,
like.
Yeah, what'd you do?
She started freaking crying. I, like, left her alone for a second and went downstairs to, like, put wood on the fucking fire. And she was, like, upstairs, like, hollering, like, what? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's perfect. I love it. You guys are so perfect. Like,
really?
This is going to make me cry. Like,
she was already crying?
So, yeah. She
what
was like,
so perfect about
it? She was just so happy. Like, she was just, she thought it was so cute. And I guess because we were just such good performers, we're so good at lip syncing. She was like, it looks like you're really singing.
Okay, well, I was singing like a big man. spoiler alert, the role I was playing was a man. So, but okay, I'll take it. I have
so,
a man voice.
Yeah, I mean, she was really happy about it. She thought it was perfect. So that's all that matters to me is what our mom thinks.
Aww.
I mean, I'm glad Shiny Ribs likes it too. But
yeah, he said we freaking nailed it. So we'll see.
Can't wait for you guys to see it. And then after.
Check it out and check him out. He's cool as shit.
Mm-hmm. After he posts it, you know, does the show or whatever, maybe we can post it on our Instagram or something.
Good idea.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Yeah.
Want to take a little break?
Yeah, I already have to pee.
Speaking of breaks, I know that we say in the ad that we're rolling in dough, but that was just, we were trying to use affirmative words and manifest that we would be rolling in dough, but we're not. So yeah, just circle back to the Amazon wish list. We don't have all the money that we brag about having. It would be nice if we did, and we're going to keep manifesting it, but yeah.
Yeah, we have like a link tree link in our bio.
If you want to cash app us or something.
For all the richies out there.
I know we have some rich listeners. I just
you
know
think
it.
So?
Yeah, I just know it. Okay. Like, we've got some sugar daddy ass listeners. I can feel it. So if you guys want to apply for the role of podcast sugar daddy.
Or mommy. Guest.
Or mommy. I'm not discriminating. Or mommy.
It's so weird. We went into this thinking that we would only have female or non-binary listeners,
mm-hmm.
and we definitely have a lot of male listeners.
According to some charts, we have more male listeners.
According to Spotify, 71% of our listeners are dudes.
That blows my mind.
That's just Spotify analytics, like, not everybody else, but for real.
Like, what the fuck? Like, what? I want you guys to tell us. DM us on Instagram, Not Tonight Podcast. Tell us why the fuck you like us so much,
I mean,
guys.
We do know a couple, like, Biddy. Teammate, we have a couple of male listeners that we talked to on Instagram that have kind of explained more or less why they listen to us, but that's only like a couple, like,
yeah.
71%.
That's wild to me.
Like, but what got y'all into us? Or do you just like to hear two chicks talking or what?
I would think that I would put them the fuck to sleep, but maybe that's
maybe
why
that's
they
just
like it.
Our messed up mentality of men. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Let us know. DM us on Instagram.
Normally, guys tell us we talk too much.
Yeah. And
which is stupid
agree.
And wrong.
Oh.
I mean, we can talk however the fuck much we want.
No,
our
we
podcast.
Can. We absolutely can. I do think that we talk a lot, but and I do think that guys, I'm being judgmental, but I think that guys don't like to hear two girls ramble and talk. I don't know. You guys like it, obviously. So maybe I'm obviously wrong.
Yeah, hit us up. It's Not Tonight Podcast on Instagram. We also have a email if you want to just send out a long ass email. Go for it.
Not Tonight Podcast on Gmail.
Yeah, go.
All right.
I.
On that note, BRB.
Bye.
We're back. I guess it's maybe too late to tell you this, but December 7th was letter writing day, and really it's never too late. You can still do it. I want to talk about this letter writing prompt for you guys.
First of all, it comes from that Spirit Almanac book that I have that I feel like either you or Becky got me for Christmas.
I think I did.
It's like this badass book. It's called The Spirit Almanac, like a self, what is it called? A Modern Guide to Ancient Self-Care. It's got all types of like really cool, not just rituals, but like it gets into crystals, it gets into rituals, it gets into like witchy shit, it gets into like herbs and stuff. And it goes off like the calendar and the moons and like holidays and then like these random specific days, like December 7th. Was National Letter Writing Day. Who would have thought?
Not me.
Yeah.
So you want to hear the prompt?
Yeah.
The prompt. Excuse me. You, I'm drawing a blank. You, go in your mind's eye and, you visualize yourself going up to this door. And then you open the door. You, like, lightly push it open and then the person on the other side of it is you 5 years from now. Mm-hmm. And then you go in the room and you're really comfortable. The decor is right. The lighting is right. And then you start talking to the future version of yourself and you ask them about what they've been doing and everything that they've accomplished and everything that they plan to accomplish. And you like let them talk to you. You do all of this while your eyes are closed. You visualize all of this. And then when you open your eyes, you write down everything that your future self said to you, and then you thank them in the letter.
You congratulate them.
You congratulate them. You thank them for sharing what they shared with you. You wish them luck on the next journey of their life. And then you sign the letter, and you fold that bitch up, and you put it on your altar, except I am also a fan of burning things. I put mine on my
altar. That's why I got so excited to tell you, because I read it, like, you get the incense and you get the candle. So I was like, oh, shit. Linda's going to love this because it's going to be a letter-burning bitch.
I love burning. I love burning everything. But I didn't this time because I want to add stuff to my altar. So I didn't fold it up and put it on my altar. And it was really therapeutic. And honestly, I kind of manifested through it. I was like, wow, congratulations on your successful podcast. Like, how does it feel to be rolling in dough from this podcast that you have? How does it feel to be in the top 20 on the fucking comedy interview charts? Like, that must be amazing. Like, I'm so proud of you.
How does it feel?
How does it feel to have a family?
To be like, America's Next Top Model.
You're America's Next Top Model. You've got this family. Like, you've got a job that you love.
Wow, you already have a family.
I would hope in 5 years I would have at least a dog family and a husband. But, you know, maybe not babies yet. But I would hope that in 5 years I'm starting to think about babies.
I'm trying to do the math in my head of how old you'll be.
I'll be 28, but I would like to have a kid by before 30, hopefully.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with having one after 30, but I've always had a weird hang up about being like an old mom. Mm. Like, I want to be able to.
Well, I'm going to be an older mom.
Yeah, I mean, everybody
I'm like 50, shit. Y'all. Just kidding. I'm not really, but I'm not 23. Anyway, so you wrote it and you folded it.
I did. I told other people to burn it, but
Linda's been building her altar.
Yeah, I still have to read a lot. Like, I still don't really know what all you're supposed to put on an altar, but. You know, people have been telling me, it's your altar, bitch. Like, do what you want. Like, and I haven't even really been calling it an altar. It's like the top of my bookshelf, but it's turned into one. And then one of our friends was like, it's your altar. Just call it your altar. So that's what I'm doing. So yeah, are you going to write yours?
I'm not going to talk about it right now because I'm ego depleted and sad, but on a future date, maybe. yeah, like I told y'all earlier, I'm not gonna get into my woo-woo shit tonight because I am trying to recharge my batteries, my spiritual batteries. And honestly, like, I was talking shit on Linda about, like, how she, like, receives energy so easily and, like, I worry about her, like, being able to cleanse herself of people's energy and la-di-da. Meanwhile, I'm not good at it either. And like I said, I need more like grounding crystals and shit. And I've been working on it. But yeah, it was kind of a wake up call for me too. Like this week, I'm just not really going to get deep divey into my spiritual shit because I'm trying to recharge my shit.
Protect your shit. protect your magic.
It's nothing against y'all. I love you guys, and I love talking about this with you. But for now, this week, I'm recharging my shit. I'm sad, okay?
Not tonight, okay? Anyway, speaking of our witchy friends,
You've been doing so much witchy friend stuff.
Yeah.
We kind of both did a little bit, but you've been doing the card and shit.
You guys really are missing out if you don't follow our podcast, because we go live sometimes.
On Instagram.
And I went live the other night, last night.
We've been going live a lot. You've been going live like every night. I didn't go on with you last night. I was asleep, but you did.
I went on live, and shout out to some of our witchy friends. I really have to keep burping, but I'm going to try not to do that to you guys' earlobes.
The burping.
Shout out to some of our witchy friends. Evie, Yoshi, Dandelion.
Asel. Asel is such, like, a wealth of knowledge.
Oh my gosh. Like, for real. She knows everything.
She's so knowledgeable.
Yeah, and shout out.
She's like our witchy aunt.
Shout out to her orange wig she sent us a picture of. It was
fabulous. Hell yeah. We're going to have a wig party.
Yeah. And on these lives, we vibe. We usually read tarot cards for each other. We see each other. And we just, like, listen to music and...
We went live with Evie for, like, 3 hours the other night.
Yeah.
Evie is one of our fellow moderators for Witch Bitch. Don't you do it, Leroy. Evie's one of our moderators for Witch Bitch, and we've really vibed with her lately. And she went live with us for like 3 hours the other night, and it was so funny. It was really you and her, and I was just commenting. But man, Evie is like our sister from another mister.
Oh my gosh, she's so ADHD.
We love it.
She has a lot in common with me. I'm not going to air out her shit, but, like, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just our little new friend. And did you know how tall she is?
No.
Guess.
Short.
4'10".
What?
Yeah.
I was going to guess, like, 5'1".
And her boyfriend is, like, 6'4", she said.
Wow. She probably has to get on a pedestal to touch his
that
face.
That blew my mind. And guess how tall Asel is? You're never going to guess.
Tall?
Mm-hmm.
5'9"?
6'3".
Get out, Asel.
I know.
I love that for you.
I love that for her. She told me that, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, 6'3"? That's crazy. And then Evie was like, I'm 4'10". I was like, what the fuck? Like, you guys are on different ends of the spectrum, but, like, wow.
That's amazing. Yeah. I love a tall girl, and I love a short girl.
I love a little Snooki, and I love a tall model. So,
that's amazing.
I know. We need to, like, get them standing next to each other.
These girls are great. If the panorama ever ends, we're all going to get together in my haunted house and have a fucking throwdown.
Dude,
if we ever roll in the dough, I'll fly them girls out here.
Absolutely.
And we will have a witch party in here.
Also, oh my gosh, shout out Dr. Hugs from the motherfucking Block podcast, because he got on the live last night and he gave some really good music recommendations.
What did he say?
Have you ever heard of, I don't know if I'm saying this right, it's spelled F-E-L-A, Fela?
Mm-hmm.
Kuti? Yeah. K-U-T-I?
I have heard of that.
Amazing.
But I have not listened.
Bobby Humphrey.
Yeah, love it.
This band called Bad Bad Not Good.
Not heard of that.
Budos Band.
Yeah.
Menahan Street Band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't heard of any of these people.
Damn, I didn't know we vibe like that, Dr. Hugs.
Yeah, man, he got some good tunes.
I will say, our listeners have fucking good taste in music. And honestly, we've gotten a handful of them from Shiny Ribs. Like, just from our, like, correspondence with Shiny Ribs, people have started to listen to us. And damn it, if y'all don't like good music... Good grief.
Yeah, look out for the MFN Block podcast. MF apostrophe ING, right?
Yeah.
MFN?
MFN Block
podcast.
We're going to collaborate with those boys.
Yeah, for real. And also, like, the Nutty podcast.
The Nutty podcast, yeah.
They want to collab in 2021. I was like, all right, bet.
I have not listened to their podcast yet.
I haven't either, but I don't give a shit. Let's collab.
What do they do?
I'd probably talk about the Nutty Professor if I had to.
I don't know what they talk about, but they've been supportive too. I'm gonna Nutty. I'm gonna listen to your podcast this week. But no, I just appreciate fucking podcast love.
Yeah. So, should I get into this spiritual shit?
I mean, where do you begin?
Well,
Linda's been doing some real fucking work.
I've been working on ascending.
You've been working on a building?
I've been working on a building. I've been trying to get in touch with my spirit guides.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making progress with one of them, my personal favorite, our grandfather.
Our papaw, dude.
Our papaw. He
what a legend.
What a legend.
Iconic.
Like, did you know he's a Virgo?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that until last night. I was like, I wonder what he is. I bet it's like a Virgo or like a Libra or something. And it was, in fact, a Virgo. So he was a great man. Sleepy, tired eyes. Best humor in the world. Quick-witted.
Kind of like, I don't want to say soft-spoken because he had a very gruff voice. But he was sort of like, he wasn't like particularly outgoing. But yeah. Once you talk to him, funniest dude you've ever met.
And he was like kind of intimidating, and like sometimes you can't really tell when he's joking.
He was tall.
He was very tall and
very quick-witted, very like almost dry sense of humor.
Yeah, that's what I would
pan,
call it.
What do you call that? Panhandle? Nope.
Nope.
Pan-faced? Nope. Deadpan.
Yeah.
He had like that deadpan joke life going for him. So like for me, I'm Brenda, I'm slow. A lot of times growing up, like he would make these deadpan jokes and it would like take me a good 3 to 4 seconds. I'm a slow processor to get the joke. But no, not with Linda. Linda and him vibed.
Remember that hold on before I get into it, remember that little game he used to play? Sally Hawk.
Got her in the belly. What the fuck is a Sally Hawk?
What the fuck is Buzzy in the buzzard in the belly button?
It was just like a little tickle game, but we liked it. He also had another one. Fuck, I don't remember now.
I don't either, man.
Man, Sally Hawk, though.
Sally Hawk.
Wasn't even sailing. It was Sally. Sally Hawk.
Should have been
That should be my Sally next Hawk. Nickname.
Sally Hawk?
No, not my next nickname.
Our band name?
Our band name, Sally Hawk.
Should have been our podcast.
Got you in the belly, Sally Hawk. Oh, man. He was, like, such, like, a, like, you kind of intimidating presence, but such a sweetie, honey baby.
Playful,
gentle giant.
Like, oh, my gosh. I miss him so much.
All the men. We are so lucky for the men in our family.
Really?
Not the one, but.
Who?
The one we don't even know. But, yeah, like, our papaw, his father, our other papaw, you didn't really know him, but I did. He was the same way. And our dad.
Our dad? Our brother?
Even our other one.
Brother-in-law?
Bernie's side.
Oh.
Not our biological grandfather, but our grandfather on my Bernie's side. On our mom's side.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Fucking cool.
He would talk to me like this sometimes. He talked like this. Sometimes he would be like, but yeah, pretty cool.
We got some cool men in our family. We're thankful and grateful.
Yeah, it's a blessing. But so I've been trying to talk to our papa more. And here's the tea, y'all. Do you want to get into it?
Yeah.
Fuck. Wow. Actually, I do know where to begin because I have a fucking list. But on my live last night that Brenda didn't participate in.
I was asleep.
She was sleepy.
I told you I'm recharging.
Dandelion_Forest, our friend on Dandy. Instagram, she like all of a sudden tapped the fuck in. Like I was like talking shit to my spirit guides, kind of. I was getting kind of frisky with them because I kept hearing like a knock on my door, and I was like, "All right, y'all, like stop fucking around." Like not
on your
tonight.
Bedroom door.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was like, "We're not doing this tonight." Like, whatever. Like, and she was like, "Your spirit guides are coming through and they're like pretty sassy and
you weren't even asking for it from her."
Nope, they just started coming through to her and I was like, well, guess what, I don't want them to be sassy. And like I was being a bitch kind of, and I was like, guess what guys, the only one that's allowed to be sassy is my papaw, because I know that he just wants to like give me a kick in the ass and like he's allowed to, but anybody else, get a new idea. Like, you guys, I don't want you to be sassy with me. Like, I'm not sassy with you. And she was like, well, you're pretty sassy with him right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what? You're right. So then I was, like, asking, because I kept hearing that knock on my door. I was like, I need you guys to, if that's you guys, fucking knock it off. And if it's not you guys,
knock it off.
I need you to protect me right now. Like, protect me. And she was like, okay, well, they're coming through and mm-hmm. they're saying, you need to protect yourself. Like,
oh, bitch.
We can only protect you so much. Like, we're going to protect you or whatever, but you also need to, like, protect yourself and do some of the work too.
Okay.
And then that's when Papaw came in.
Oh, Papaw.
And she was like, your grandfather is saying that you're a grown ass adult.
So take care of your
own shit. And I was like, okay, that sounds like
him. That sounds like him, yeah.
Like, I'll accept that. Okay.
He, like, never cussed in real life, but...
Did he not?
Not around me.
I heard him cuss a few times, but,
Really?
Yeah, I heard him say shit a couple times.
Oh, yeah. Shit doesn't count. All right. Anyway.
So then I was like, okay, Papaw's here. Like, let's get goofy. Like, I just... Off the top of my head, I just had some, like, goofy questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like... This is gonna be mean, and hopefully he never listens to it, but I don't give a fuck because it's my podcast.
Papaw?
No, Reggie.
Oh, fucking Reggie.
Fuck Reggie, dude. I'm over Reggie.
Sorry, Reggie, I like you as a person, but nah.
Reggie's a great person, but after what Papaw said, he's not my person, and I'm over it at this point.
Okay.
That was, like, the final confirmation. That was the final countdown. It was
damn,
like...
Damn, okay.
When Papaw said... Okay, so I was like, okay, so here's the thing. My ex-boyfriend, like, he swears that he had, like, this deep connection with... Our Papaw.
I did not know this.
Like, he swears that he really vibed with him. He really...
When were they even around each other?
A couple times at, like...
Like, holidays?
Holidays and, like, that party, that big party that we had at our house when we used to have big parties.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he did really respect him, and he used to talk to him a lot, and Papaw was really nice to him and really friendly with him. Mm-hmm. But I just had this feeling that Papaw didn't really care for him. I just had a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, asking about that. And
I remember a few times, for some reason, I don't know when or where, but, like, Reggie being at my mom and Papaw's house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is actually probably going to hurt his feelings, but...
It is, but I can explain why Papaw said this.
Okay.
And if Reggie doesn't understand
And it
that,
makes sense, probably,
yeah,
Reggie,
if Reggie doesn't
so
understand
reflect.
It at that point, then he can back the fuck off.
I don't think he's listening, but if
He'll
you are,
probably
just fucking
never
reflect.
Listen,
okay.
But... Whatever. So I
do
asked,
your own shadow work, Reggie.
For real, do your own shadow work. But I asked her about it, and she said he hated him.
Really?
And when she said that, I was like, "Oh my god, Papaw!"
Oh shit!
I said, "Oh shit, you're my boy!"
Oh shit!
Like, I knew it. I fucking knew it. Like, I knew he faked it for him. He was nice to him.
He was respectful.
He was respectful, but he did not fucking like him. She said he hated him.
That's kind of how Dad has always been, too. Not with Reggie, but I'm just saying, in general, like, we are. We're grown-ass girls. We mm-hmm. can make our own decisions. So if we're happy, even if they don't like the person that we're with, they're going to more or less mind their business and keep it respectful.
They always say, we just want you to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the end of it. Like, Dad has stayed out of a lot of me and Reggie's shit when he could have mm-hmm. easily been like, you're not seeing this fucking fool anymore.
Right.
He treats you like shit. So let me clarify, in case Reggie does ever hear this, the reason why I feel Papaw said that he hated him was because he knew that he treated me like shit.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
If you can't admit to that, then do your shadow work, baby. Like, mm-hmm. it is what it is. So that was funny. I really got a kick out of that.
Yeah.
And then I asked, like, does he care that I, like, smoke cigarettes? Because newsflash, guys, I do sometimes. And
newsflash, like, our Papaw died from complications of from COPD.
Right. So I always feel kind of guilty about it. And especially now that I know that he's always with me and watching, mm-hmm. I feel kind of guilty, like, when I go outside to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked, like, does he give a shit that I smoke? Like, that's, like, a big hang up for me. And she said he doesn't care that you smoke. He said you know what you're getting yourself into.
Very true.
And that's that on that. Like, it's true. He's trusted me to, you know, deal with it. Stop
And that definitely sounds like him. He's not going to tell you what to do.
And he's not going to judge you for it because he gets it.
Least judgmental person.
All he said was, you know what you're getting yourself into. And that's facts.
Exactly.
And then he came back around to when I was being sassy and kind of bitchy to my spirit guides. And he said, you need to respect them. Because I'm friends with them now. Because
I fuck with them.
These are my friends, and I joke around with them. We crack jokes together. Like, you need to respect them.
I'm very curious to who his friends are.
I know.
But you can't push it.
I know.
I'm kind of getting that one of them is your friend Bradley, who I didn't know in real life. So.
Yeah. We'll get to that. Which bitch mentioned that. I think she was talking about Bradley. But So once he said that, once he said, respect them because I'm friends with them and we like joke around together, I started bawling.
I would have too.
I don't know what it was. It was just like, it made me so happy. Like,
yeah.
It just made me so happy that he's got friends to, that he's able to still joke around and stuff.
It's probably our other papaw. I don't want to say his real name. We don't have a fake name for him. But our papaw's father, we called him papaw as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we called him papaw with his real name. It's probably him too. I mean, he's been up there.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I don't know. I have no idea who the other spirit guides could be. I was told I have four, but Dandelion said you probably have more than that. Sometimes they come and go. Like, you have ones that are like assigned to you at birth. You have ones that are with you before birth. You have ones that come into your life later for certain reasons.
There's so many hundreds of thousands of years of ancestry. But you probably don't remember your great-grandpa on our mom's side.
No.
Because he died when I was in high school. But
on our mom's side?
Yeah.
Bertie's dad. Okay, no.
Bertie was really close with him, and he was also a total jokester.
Yeah.
Total jokester.
They probably are up
They're
there
probably
just kicking in, like,
out up
having
there.
So much fun. So that made me cry. And then I was on live, so I didn't, like, want to cry in front of my friends, but I was, like, so, I was just so overwhelmed with emotion because it just made me so happy to hear that. So I was like, I'm sorry, I don't want to cry right now. Like, I'm really trying not to cry right now. And then she was like, okay, he said stop because you're making him cry.
Mm.
And then I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to cry more now because I, like, pictured his sweet face crying. And then
she said that?
Yeah, like, he said stop it because you're making him cry.
Oh, my goodness.
Which made me cry more. So then I was like, okay, I'm trying, but you guys need to give me a second. Like, I'm going to take the phone off my face for a second because I need to cry. And then she was like, okay, well, actually, he's back. He said, go ahead, release your emotions. You got to feel them. Like,
yeah, just wow. Good for you, Papa.
So he probably cried some, too. It was a whole thing. And then we started talking about the cardinal. I don't know if I've ever talked about the cardinal on the podcast before.
I don't remember
before.
If you have. I know we've talked about it on Instagram Live, but
okay, so I'll say it again. This cardinal, long story short, over the summer, this cardinal was coming to my back door and landing on, like, perching on the door, like the window panes on the door, and like pecking on it every single morning and every single evening, like for at least 2 months straight, 2 to 3 months, this bird was doing it. And every time I saw it, like, I just felt my papa's energy, like, I don't know. And I really fuck with birds. If you guys don't know that about me, now you know. If there's one
She's
thing about
birder.
Me, I'm a birder. I do pee outside and I burn shit. if there's anything, that's me. So I asked her about the cardinal because it disappeared for a while. But then recently, like, once I started doing my shadow work and trying to get in touch with my spirit guides, I, like, was going to the bathroom, which is right next to my door that goes out to the patio, and I saw the cardinal again, and he was using the bird bath that birds literally, I've never seen a bird anywhere close to it.
So Linda made this bird bath, and it's beautiful, but it's too tall for your average bird.
Right, I didn't realize that birds won't go to, like, tall bird baths that need to be lowered to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the wrong height, so literally never seen a bird come close
never.
To it. And then I looked out the window when I was going to the bathroom, and I saw this cardinal, and he was just perched on the bird bath, and he was dipping his head in the water, and he was shaking it around. And
there
was, like,
water in there?
That's the thing. I never put water in it. But there was, like, I'm guessing,
must have been,
like,
rain?
Like, rainwater and, like, leaves and shit in it. It was, like, it was gross. It was gross water. I hope he didn't get sick and die. But I locked eyes with the bird. He, like, turned and looked at me through the window, and then I looked at him.
Ooh,
and
just gave me a chill.
And then he flew off. So I was like, Papa, are you back? Like, okay. And then the other day, I was messaging this girl who, I'll get to her too. She does, like, psychic shit on TikTok. Her name on TikTok is by Stephanie Kirsten.
She's the one that did the the shadow work prompt.
She does this, she has, like, a 30-day shadow work prompt thing. I'll get to her too, because she did a reading as well. But as I started, like, sending her messages thanking her for, like, the reading that she did, I saw a fucking cardinal land in the tree next to me, and I was like, oh, wow, hi. And so, yeah, I asked Dandelion about this cardinal, and she said, well, it's not your grandfather, but he's the one sending
sending her. Also, Acel said that cardinals are, like, representative of,
ones that have passed.
Yeah, people that have passed, your ancestry, like, your loved ones coming through. And I guess it gets a little bit fluid and confusing. But yeah, I don't believe that the actual cardinal is Papaw.
No.
But I do think that he might be sending this little bird out to, like, say hi to you kind of thing.
It's sending me a message. I have this book called The Hidden Meaning of Birds, and it talks about, like, the symbolism behind all kinds of birds. So I pulled out that book on the live, and then Dandelion was like, okay, well, go ahead and start reading about what all it means, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to wait and see what his message is about what he's trying to tell you through this bird.
Okay.
So cardinals, I should have brought the book with me. Cardinals can signify a few different things, but the main thing was that when you see a cardinal, it's telling you to be more confident. It's telling you to, like,
really?
Be confident in yourself, stand up for yourself.
Okay.
And she said that that was the message that he's sending with the cardinal every
wow.
time I see it.
Wow. And when did that was, like, the bird bath incident?
The bird bath incident, and then I saw him on the tree the other day.
So what were you doing right before the bird bath?
I was,
Were you, like, beating yourself up?
Probably, because I've been kind of just not beating myself up, but just feeling a lot of self-doubt. Like, I feel kind of like this is my shadow work that I have to do, but I feel like I'm unworthy of, like, the things that I want. Like, I feel like the career that I want, the podcast being successful, like, I feel like I don't deserve these things for
Why?
Some reason. That's my shadow work. Okay. I don't know yet. I haven't gotten
That's
to
That's a stupid
yet.
Question, yeah. I do it too.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm not deserving of what I really want. It feels, like, unattainable to me.
Wow.
And that's something that Witch Bitches told me in one of our readings before. Like, you've got to stop thinking like that. Like, mm-hmm. you are capable and deserving of what you want. Like,
it's really hard, though. What's the phrase? Like, easier said than done. It's
yeah.
harder. It's pretty easy to say, stop thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually, you have to go through the fucking work, and it's hard, and it's emotional, and it's kind of stressful to do the shadow work to get yourself
like get
out of that.
To the root of why you
why
feel that
the
way.
Shame and the guilt and the self-doubt.
But
yes.
an easy way I've been working through it is just, if I catch myself saying something like, I'm such a dumb bitch or something mm-hmm. like that, I'll like correct myself right away and be like, no, I'm not. I'm smart. Or if I'm like, I'm fucking ugly today. No, I'm not. I'm beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll just kind of check myself really quick. So that's been helping. So that's the deal with the cardinal. And then towards the end, she was like, okay, I'm starting to, like, lose his energy right now. It takes a lot of energy for them to come into this dimension to give us these messages. So if there's anything left that you want to ask or say, like, go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, there's so much I want to say. So I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, does he, like, know that when I'm talking to his picture on the wall, like, can he hear me?
Yes.
And, like, what I was asking stupid questions. And I was like, I really want to, like, give him a gift. So she was like, well, I don't have him anymore. Like, I lost him.
She lost him.
And then she said, you know, put some water on your altar for him. It's like an offering for them. They use it for energy and stuff.
Do they drink it?
Now
I'm asking questions like, yeah,
do they drink it?
A lot of people say offer alcohol at the burp.
That's what she said at first, and I was like,
but our Papa didn't really drink.
So
is that, maybe he drinks in the afterlife, I don't know.
Maybe he, I don't know, but
a lot of people say offer alcohol as a thing on your altar for your spirit guides, which
I
never
do both.
Really knew until recently, like clear alcohol.
Yeah, I'm gonna do like a shot of gin maybe, and then
Ugh,
some water.
I love a good gin shot.
Yeah, and I think
what
he might have drank Tanqueray for some reason. That's coming to me right now.
I don't know. I never, growing up, I never witnessed either of our grandparents.
Mom
drink.
Said that he did drink when she first started coming around, actually.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm gonna do that.
Maybe that's where we get our love for gin from. I love a good gin.
I love a good gin as well.
Time out.
Okay.
What? I forgot what I was gonna ask. I'm curious though about that. Like, do they actually, like, will you notice, like, it go down? Like, if they're, Dandelion said they drink it as like an energy thing, like, will you notice that?
I don't know if they
even
drink
like
it.
Remember when I don't have an altar set up right now, but I do have an old ass house, and when I first moved here, I did know about a particular spirit that kind of like lived in my kitchen. So, and I knew that person spirit smoked like a chimney at the kitchen table. So like the person, the landlord or whatever, kind of like made a deal with me when I first moved in, like make me one deal that you will put a kitchen table right here. And they didn't talk about altars or anything, but they were like, just because that's where she used to sit and she would smoke like a chimney at that table. And like, that was her comfort spot. So like, do us a favor and put a kitchen table there. So I did. But I also put a cigarette up on the chimney, like right behind that kitchen table, mm-hmm. as an offering. I don't know where that cigarette is now.
Really?
Yeah, good question. I never thought about alcohol or anything, though. Like, I wonder, like, do they take it? Do they just take it, like, through their weird energy and, like, it just, it never, like, visibly gets smoked, but it gets smoked in their world? I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm definitely gonna give them some gin, some water, and a cigar.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna give Bradley probably a little doobie.
Okay.
And a cigarette, because the boy liked to smoke. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna do that. So that was what Dandelion told me, and it was awesome. It really helped me a lot. Just, it made me feel better about him being gone. Like, he's fine. He's got friends up there, mm-hmm. still cracking jokes.
Yeah.
He's with us. He can see us. He can hear us. He can hear us right now. He's basically a guest on the podcast. You guys just don't know it.
Yeah. He's amazing. I'm great. I'm so grateful. And he's looking out for our whole family, and mm-hmm. he's probably looking out somewhere else right now, but that's fine. I love him. I fucking love him. And I'm sorry I'm cussing, but I'm not actually sorry.
I kept telling him that last night, too. I was like, sorry, I'm cussing. But then I was like, actually, you don't give a fuck. Like, you love him. He loves us unconditionally.
He loves us either way.
Yeah.
Same with I have, like, a deep connection with our granny on my mom's side,
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love her. She would not want me to say I fucking love her when she was living, but
like,
now that she's gone,
like, what are they gonna do? I'm not gonna say that, actually, because they could like come down here and be like, bitch. But I don't know. But
our
love us unconditionally.
Loves us unconditionally.
Yeah,
and I think she'll be okay with me saying fucking.
Yeah,
she's already hearing me say it in other wakes of life. So
fuck it.
Fuck it. Mask off.
So then this morning,
what?
I wasn't done with the whole, I couldn't stop thinking about it. I don't know. I went to sleep last night thinking about him, and I was talking to him. I was crying because I was just so happy that he came through, even though he didn't come through me. Mm-hmm. He came through somebody with a message. And like, even though it was not really important shit, like.
It was still important.
It was important to me. It wasn't like I was asking him about, like, life's answers, but, like,
no.
You know, he told me he didn't really care for my ex. That was funny. You know, he's got friends. Like, it was, like, little things, but it was, like, I felt so much better.
Yeah.
So this morning, I was like, you know, I want more. So I booked a reading with Witch Bitch this morning. I went on her live, and then I was like, do you have any openings today? And she was like, actually, yeah, I do. So I got off real quick and booked one for, like, right after.
I heard that. I was meditating during her. I had her live playing in the background, but I was meditating during it. And I heard her say, like, oh, Nat just booked. And I was like, bitch, good job.
So, yeah. So this morning, I did my reading with her.
Did you just, like, do a 10-minute?
Yeah, 10-minute general reading. I didn't even really know what I wanted to ask. I was just like, I want more. I feel like maybe since it got cut kind of short, maybe there's more he wanted to say. I don't mm-hmm. know. So first I was like, first
does
of all.
Does she really do that? Like, channel other people, though?
With the cards.
Okay.
So I don't know how she really does it or how much is intuition and how much is through what the cards are saying, but I mean, either way, it always hits. Like, Witch Bitch is the best reader.
Witch Bitch is Witch on TikTok, Instagram, fucking YouTube. Subscribe to her YouTube because she's trying to get...
Off TikTok
and on YouTube, but you need 1,000 subscribers.
Yeah, which is, like, nothing compared to her TikTok.
I know. I don't understand why it's so freaking ridiculous. She has over 100,000 on TikTok, so yeah. Why is it so hard on YouTube? But it's Witch, like, W-I-T-C-H.
Bitch.
Bitch, I'm a bitch. is witch, like W-I-T-C-H.
Okay. So first question, I was like, am I bugging him? Like, am I overwhelming him with questions? Am I being annoying? Because yeah. I felt like, I just felt like I was being annoying. Like, I'm constantly trying to talk to him, like, whatever. And she was like, no, you're not bugging him at all. The only thing that bugs him is that you think you're bugging him.
Right. I feel like spirits are everywhere all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to think that they're... like, we're taking too much time is nonsense to them because time is fucked up and stupid and not real.
Right. So that made me feel better. And, like, I can keep talking to him and talking his ear off.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, he didn't really like getting his ear talked off by certain people. No. You know what I'm talking about? But he, like...
But it's different now.
Yeah, it's different.
It's different now. And, God, like... I just got kind of sad looking at you because Linda resembles... I'm going to cry.
Oh, no. No crying, so I'm going to cry.
Linda resembles that side of the family so much. Like, I see him in you a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's just cry for a second.
I might need to take a break. Oh. Oh, fuck. I just started crying.
It's okay.
I can just, like, see him in your eyes a little bit, and it doesn't make me sad. It just makes me happy.
Yeah, that's the thing. It makes you happy. It's like happy tears. Don't worry, guys.
It's just... She... is like the spinning image of that side of the family so much.
Well, I'm happy about it.
I have to take a break.
Okay, break, guys. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Let me get my shit together. I'm not supposed to be talking that much.
We're back.
We're back. I'm not crying anymore.
Okay.
I cried for a minute. It's okay.
We're fine.
We're fine. I just saw... a glimpse of Papa in my sister's eyes, and it made me emotional. I get so emotional, baby.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Okay.
I think... I have a different... I'm not really seeking spirit guides. I've been had spirit guides, but I have talked about, like, my spiritual journey a little bit, I guess, and I talked about it at the beginning of this episode, like, that I'm just taking a nap right now. Yeah. But it's not to say I don't get glimpses of shit. Our, like, interpretations and visions and ways of being psychic are way different. And, yeah, I get feelings and I get glimpses and I get blips, and I just got a little, like, a little boop for a second. I'm good now. Cool.
All right, well, I'll pick up where I left off. I'm not bugging him. That was a good thing. And then I was like, well, is there anything else? And she was like, you're not ready, baby. Like, you're not ready yet. He's telling you're not ready. You're just, you're not strong enough yet. It is what it is. You have some work to do still. And basically, I feel like what she was trying to say is... whatever messages or whatever he has to show me, I'm not ready to hear yet because I'm going to be emotional about it. And I feel like my emotions are going to kind of, I'm going to get like stuck in them and I'm not going to really be able to grasp the message that he's trying to show me because I'm just going to be so emotional about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to work on getting myself right and getting to that headspace where I can handle it and like be open and receiving to the messages without... like breaking down basically.
Mm-hmm.
But she said that he said to keep going, like keep doing what I'm doing, keep pushing, and that he's with me, he can hear me, he can hear everything I'm saying to him. He's just I'm not ready to receive yet. Yeah. And what else did she say? That fuck, I don't really remember now. Do you remember? I sent you a bunch of voice messages.
What else? Which bitch said?
Yeah.
That's what resonated with me.
She said, he's saying that you're being a party girl right now.
Oh, that's right.
Like, you're being a little celebratory party girl right now. And I was like, well, that's weird, because I'm really not a party girl. But I guess, yeah, I guess lately I've been kind of turning up. I've been staying up late. I've been drinking a bunch of Corona. And I don't know. I guess I have been kind of... partying lately, and she's
the roles
like,
have been reversed for Linda and Brenda lately.
It is Freaky Friday.
We Freaky Friday each other on accident. Linda has been like turning up and drinking beer. I mean, I drink beer too, but like,
I typically
Linda is usually the one that's like asleep by 8. Mm-hmm. Is not turning up. I'm usually the one that's up in the pod loft like, I'm not ready for bed. I'm going to stay up all night. Fuck everybody. And lately, the roles have been reversed.
I don't know.
Because she's been the one that's like, I'm going live. I'm not ready for bed. Like, I'm the one that's like, I have to go to bed. Good night. Love you. You can party all night up here. And then she just stays up here.
I mean... I don't know what's gotten into me.
Hey, I'm here for it. It's fine.
Well, Papa isn't.
Papa's not.
He said, you're not pure enough, basically.
Pure enough?
That's what Witch Bitch said. Like, you're not pure enough right now. Like, you need to get...
clarity?
Yeah, to, like, to be able to fully ascend and, like, receive messages and stuff, you gotta be kind of pure. And, like, I'm fucking around right now. Like, I'm just not. Like, I'm not focused. I'm drinking Coronas, okay?
Have you ever heard this? This, the only example I can think of off the top of my head is from fucking Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But do you remember that? It's like way back when, like early seasons, where that weird ass medium chick came on with Camille and she had the e-cigarette and she was like, I know when you're gonna die, so know that.
Vaguely.
She like had that show based off of her called Medium with that one chick, the blonde chick.
Teresa Caputo?
David Arquette's sister.
Oh.
The one Patricia that was in Arquette. Fiction? No, the other sister.
The one that was, looked like Jewel, kind
of? Yes.
Snaggletooth?
Yes. Okay. Patricia Arquette. She played that chick in the show, I think it was called Medium. It was like, this chick, like, was psychic as shit in the medium, and she would, like, be called upon by police forces to like help solve murder cases. But anyway, the real life chick was on the Real Housewives, like at a dinner with like fucking Camille and Kyle and all them, and she was the one that said, and I think they talked about this on the Real Housewives too, like, and on the Medium show, like, that she felt like she could feel spirits coming through more when she like smoked and drank.
Really?
I think it's different for everybody.
Yeah,
I've never heard the whole, like, purity thing, but I know, like, you need, like, clarity of mind and, like, be in a good headspace to be able to, like, receive messages.
Yeah, I mean, Witch Bitch said that when she was ascending, she only drank water. Like, she smoked weed, but she only drank water. She was, like, only eating vegetables and, like, no meat. And, like, she didn't even use fucking toothpaste with fluoride. Like, she's baking soda because,
wow.
I don't know, you just want to be as clear and pure, I guess, as you can be to
receive
messages.
Talk about conspiracy theories. I don't even know if it's a conspiracy or it's an actual fact, but the fluoride, if you like, it like dumbs you down.
I haven't really looked that much into it, but if it does, it's too late for me.
Supposedly, fluoride dumbs you down.
Fuck it. What am I gonna do about it?
I don't know. I mean, it's in our water.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's everywhere. What are you gonna do?
I don't know.
So, that was my thing with Witch Bitch. I need to get my shit together and keep doing the work and do some shadow work. Whatever. And then, last but not least, this girl on TikTok. Her name is, By Stephanie Kirsten on TikTok.
By B-Y?
B-Y. Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E. Kirsten.
Mm-hmm.
Or Kirsten, I guess. And she... it was, like, another night on live, on our live. I wasn't done with the spiritual woo-woo shit. I was, like, I want more of it. I want more. So, I went on TikTok, and I was, like, hopefully, like, some kind of tarot reader or someone is live. And this girl was live. And I had been following her because I've been doing her shadow work prompts. But I'd never seen her live before. And I went on there, and she was, like, in the middle of a personal reading. And I don't really remember what the first one was about, but it hit. But she was, like, she said that she was going to do a couple more personal readings and then a collective. Well, the personal readings were for me. Like, I know that they weren't, but they were for me. Like,
right.
I tuned in at just the right time.
Yeah.
She was talking about, like, I'm not going to remember all of it now. It was the other day. But she was talking about, like, you are getting in touch with your spiritual side. Like, you're finding your authentic self. You're, like, getting in touch with your spirit guides and stuff like that. I was like, wow, me. And then she was like, you're going to have some haters along the way, which is what I didn't mention this,
yeah,
but
yeah, we didn't talk about that.
Dandelion also told us in another live that our podcast is gonna get some haters at some
she
point.
She did a card reading for specifically for Linda and Brenda, us, like our tarot reading for our podcast, like what is in store for our podcast, and she did mention that.
I don't remember everything she said to you, other than the hater thing.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I'll talk about the hater thing. Dandelion told us that we're going to have some haters. We're going to have some people that don't really understand the conspiracy shit and the psychic shit, and they're gonna think that we're weird, and they're just not really gonna vibe with us, and they're gonna try to bring us down, basically, and we're probably gonna take it to heart, but we can't. We gotta keep moving. But I don't remember what else she said about the podcast.
She said a lot. She said that we do have success coming that's gonna take work, and she said some weird shit about us, you and I, like the 50-50 and the money, and like one of us feels like is going to feel like we're working harder than the other, and like we need to like balance our shit, which kind of lines up.
I mean, yeah, like I'm gonna be honest, Brenda does most of the work. I just get on here and talk shit. But last week I did the Instagram.
No, yeah, you did the Instagram. That was like a huge help.
Yeah, I'm gonna start trying to get. No, but I'm gonna start trying to take. I'm gonna start trying to do more work. You know.
Dude, we're fine.
We're fine. We love each other.
Yeah, we. I mean, hello.
The podcast isn't breaking up. Don't worry.
She was like something about money. Like money is gonna come to you, and like y'all are gonna have to figure out how to split it. But we've already determined. Like, whatever. Nobody wants to hear about this.
Yeah, whatever. 50-50. Okay.
Anyway. What else about the little blue hair girl? I don't know. What's her name?
Stephanie.
But she's like Starseed or something.
On Instagram, her name is Starseed in Motion.
Okay. I haven't really fucked with her, to be honest. This is Brenda. I have not fucked with her yet. I'm about to.
You'd like to.
I'd like to. I will probably tonight if we end early enough. But anyway, yeah. So she was like, what?
She was like talking, and she said the same thing. She was like, you're going to have haters that don't really understand, and honestly they're jealous that you are being your authentic self, and they are projecting like hurt people, and they're gonna try to bring you down for being yourself, and you just can't let it get to you. And I was like, damn, that's exactly what Dandelion said. So that really hit. And then she started talking about like whatever you're going for, whatever you've been manifesting, whatever you're reaching for, like you're so close to it, you can almost touch it, you are almost there, which is okay. Also like similar to what Dandelion said, I believe. And, you know, we've been manifesting the fuck out of this podcast. And she said, you're almost there. Like, you just got to keep going. You're almost there. Like, it almost pains me because it's just, like, you're so close. So, like, don't stop.
And for those of y'all that are not, this is not podcast specific. Like, whatever we're saying, like, whatever you want to manifest, just manifest that shit.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be podcast related. We're talking about our podcast because that's what we really want. But if you keep manifesting and keep working on it, like, you're going to get the same...
The energy that you put
fucking
in.
Fucking energy, yeah.
Yeah, so, and then she started talking about you being me, the collective, but me, being an earth angel and a star seed.
I need to Google that.
I need to look into star seeds. Star seeds now that she started talking about.
Star seeds.
But when I never heard of that, but once she started describing it and being like an earth angel, she was like, you just want to help people. Like, you were just put on this earth to help people and be like a light worker and share your gifts with other people to help them. And I was like, gosh, that's like, and she was like, it really like almost pains you because you just want to help everyone that you can. And I was like, fuck if that's not me. Like, I feel like my purpose on this earth, like, is to help people. That's all I want to do, is help people. Like, in the career that I'm going for, which I don't know if I've mentioned it before, I want to be a victim advocate, whatever. And then also, like, with my whole goal with, like, ascending and getting in touch with my spirit guides and, like, getting really spiritual is to, like, tap the fuck in. I want to tap all the way into my gifts and my abilities to be able to help other people. Like, I want to do readings for people. I want to... Yeah. Channel shit for people and help them the way that all these people have been helping me, because it's fucking awesome. And she was like describing that, and I don't know, man, everything that she said just really fucking hit, and I really like her a lot, and her shadow work prompts are the shit, and she's just so sweet and like just such a cool person. I'm glad that I found her, and I want all of you guys to follow her.
I'm really excited to like follow her and talk to her and stuff. I googled starseed.
Okay.
A starseed is an old soul with deep spiritual wisdom that's been lying dormant, having arrived from other solar systems or star constellations. They've had many incarnations in other star systems, incarnating on Earth at various times.
Yeah, she listed the planets or whatever stars that she is from. There's two. I'm not going to say the names because I can't pronounce them or remember them. But you can, like, go read about all of them and but see which one resonates with you. But how does she know?
Just from meditating?
Just, she said that she was told by a couple people of psychics, I'm assuming, and then she did her own research, and it's like, whichever one resonates with you, you go with. And
damn,
she like talked about being an Arcturian starseed. That's what the only one I remember. Look up that, because that's the one that I think whoever she was talking to really in the reading, she was telling them that they're probably an Arcturian, like,
with the O?
No, A R C T U R I A N, I believe. So I haven't looked into it myself, but I don't know. But being an Earth Angel in general definitely resonated with me.
Earth Angel. Okay, the Arcturians. Get out of my face. The Arcturians are an alien race that comes from the blue planet, orbiting the red giant star Arcturus in the Boots constellation.
Okay.
Arcturus is about 36 light years from our solar system. According to Edgar Cayce, the Arcturians are the most advanced alien civilization in the galaxy. Arcturian extraterrestrials believe in a higher state of being and have mastered many aspects of today's modern age metaphysical beliefs. They have visited, I cannot talk. They have vested many of their resources to defend Earth from the reptilian,
wow,
and gray aliens and their agendas. Okay, okay.
I don't know if I'm an Arcturian.
Arcturians are well known for their power of healing. This is mostly what defines Arcturians as an amazing race among this galaxy. However, Arcturians are also able to accomplish additional powers through the aid of the mastery of their conscious mind. Mm-hmm. Many call the Arcturian way an art of the mind, and rightfully so. Arcturian star seeds have a few traits in common with the actual Arcturian beings, even though they are incarnated on Earth. They tend to be multi-talented in both technological, blah, 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 innovation and creative pursuits.
Okay.
I don't know about the whole Boots and the Arcturian.
I don't know if I'm an Arcturian. That was just one that she threw out to that person that she was reading.
What did she say about it?
She was telling that person that they're probably an Arcturian.
Okay.
But then she started talking about Earth Angels in general. So.
Okay.
I know that I'm an Earth Angel. Like, sorry guys, I am. I don't mean to sound conceited. But
everybody has always said that about you.
An angel?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love whoever wants to be my soulmate. Here's a tip. I don't like being called princess. I don't like being called baby. I don't like being called shit like that. But being called angel hits, because like my, like, grandparents used to call me like little.
Everybody's always called Linda an angel since she was born.
I think it's the blue eyes.
No, I think it's the you're like a miracle baby.
True. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
It's traumatic, but
very, very traumatic, but she's a miracle baby, so hey.
So
for that reason, people have called her an angel her whole life.
And I love that for me.
Do you ever think it's just me being devil's advocate? I hate that phrase, by the way. Just being whatever,
mm-hmm.
like unbiased, I don't know what the right phrase, snap out of it. But do you ever think that it's conditioned, like it's environmental, like nature versus nurture? Like it's not so much that you actually are an angel. Well, I'm not saying that you're not an angel. I guarantee you look like an angel. But no, not that so much that, but like that you've been nurtured your whole life, because everybody's been telling you you're an angel your whole life. So that's why it hits?
No, I mean, I really think that I'm an earth angel. I just, literally, like, I don't know
she
how to
said what she said.
I said what I said. I'm an angel. I'm an earth angel. I'm here to help people. I'm here to be a light worker.
Guarantee you look like an angel.
Guarantee you look like an angel. But for real, I guarantee I am an angel. So, do I have some devilish characteristics sometimes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, but mm-hmm. am I overall an angel? I think so.
Okay.
But that's really all I have for the spiritual shit. That was a long journey, really. I hope I didn't overwhelm anybody. If I did, take a journey. Nap, drink
take
some water.
A nap. It's a lot.
Cleanse yourself, but
get some crystals.
Get some fucking
incense. I've been holding a carnelian this whole time.
It's beautiful. I love carnelian.
Me too.
I have a snowflake obsidian in my bra.
Google snowflake obsidian, Google carnelian.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
It helps. it's, I don't have a ground, like, I told y'all, I need, like, black tourmaline in my life again. I gave it away.
I put a black onyx necklace on our wish list.
I don't have any onyx. I've given a lot of crystals away, but that's what you're supposed to do. Like, when you feel called to give somebody something, you do it.
I've given a lot of crystals away, too.
So I don't have a lot of the grounding crystals anymore. I can't even find my big-ass unikite, which is my favorite crystal in the whole wide world.
My favorite crystal? My favorite...
Not even a crystal, it's a stone, but...
Yeah, my favorite is, malachite is my personal favorite stone, and I had this malachite egg.
I know.
And it was beautiful.
I know.
And then I gifted it to somebody.
Oh.
Because this girl that... I go to a counseling... Well, not anymore, we're in a panoramic, but I do it on Zoom, but... I was going to a group counseling thing every week, like, for women, and a girl one night walked in, and I just felt drawn to her. Her name was Habiba. That's not even her real name.
I love that name.
Yeah, it's okay to say. She just walked in. She came and sat down next to me, and then we both started kind of chatting and, like, realized that we were both really spiritual, and she was like, I knew it. I knew there was something about you. I just felt drawn to come sit next to you. And I was like, I felt drawn to you as soon as you walked in the room. We just fucking connected like soul sisters. And I really, she stopped coming to group eventually. I haven't talked to her in a really long time, but I just felt called to give her that crystal for her
really?
Birthday. That's so I did.
That's a massive one.
It was. It was my favorite one. It was my biggest and most beautiful crystal, and I gave it to
her. I know,
that's
a powerful one. Yeah, like, yeah. Honest to goodness, malachite is almost too strong for me to work with.
I never worked with it. I never had the opportunity, really. I had it sitting somewhere just to look at because it's so pretty and I love the way malachite looks, but I never really used it.
It's really beautiful, but every time I've tried to, like, fuck around with malachite, it's too much. It's like, a really heavy, powerful,
yeah, you
powerful
have to know
energy.
What you're doing with it.
And I know a lot about crystals. Like, I know more about crystals than I know about spirit guides, but... Even malachite for me, it's just a certain that and the other one, rhodonite.
Let me tell you a story about rhodonite. I found I was given this like rhodonite crystal by one of my ex-boyfriends, and not Reggie, and it was so pretty. It was almost too pretty. It looked fake. It was like such a bright, like cotton candy pink and black, and mm-hmm. So I started wearing it in my bra when I was around him because mm-hmm. I was like, I want to encourage like a loving feeling.
Well, and it's supposed to be like for your heart and stuff.
Yeah. Well, one night I had this crystal on me and I was just talking to him like regular, and then all of a sudden I slipped up and said, I love you.
Oh, shit.
And, like, that was the first time I'd said it, and, like, I'm not even really... Now, looking back, I don't think I did love him, but I mean, I know I didn't, but I said it to him, and then immediately I was like, what the fuck? Like, that did not... Like, that was not me.
That wasn't me.
Like, that was not me. That was the... Like, I got up, I...
Like, that Shaggy song?
I covered my head with my jacket. I, like, went and, like, started kneeling on the couch, and then I flipped the couch over on myself, and it was the worst moment of my life.
Oh, no.
Embarrassed. I was like, I cannot believe I just fucking said that to you. Like, you've got to believe that wasn't me. It was the crystal. It took me over.
Wait.
It was so powerful.
You had that rhodonite tree of life necklace in your possession.
I think I still do.
I do.
No, I think I give it back to you.
Well, I found it in your box when we were recording for Shiny Ribs.
Okay, so you have it.
I think I did, but you might have taken it back. But you weren't wearing that?
No. Oh. It was like a stone.
Okay. So. I have like a big-ass pendant of rhodonite, but it's like the tree of life.
Shit, don't wear it around your boyfriend.
It's too powerful. I don't wear it because it's...
Yeah.
I can't fuck with it like that right
you
now.
You will fall in love with them overnight and say it out loud.
I don't even... It's not like that for me. For me, it's like that same like heavy... Like, it's too much for my being right now.
Yeah. Well, that's all I have to say about that.
That's all I have to say about that. What else?
Do you want to shout out?
Oh my gosh, let's do our shout outs.
Okay. Who we got?
We have a new segment, and it's called, we don't know what it's called, but we're going to shout out these random cities that listen to us, because we want to show some love.
First one is Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is showing up.
What's that song? That Rocky song?
Da-da-da.
All right, put on your sweatsuits and go run through the city in Philadelphia.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
excuse.
Dude, I've been to Philadelphia one time and I'm fucking...
Sorry, not you.
I loved the city. I did not love the sports fans, but I loved the actual place. I was like staying in this cutesy little part of the town, city, whatever, in this like little, almost like hostel, but it was like an actual hotel. It was like a dorm room, but it was so cute. I had the best time. I really liked the city of Philadelphia. So if y'all are listening from Philadelphia, fucking DM us because we want to know more about that city.
Can I be honest?
What?
One time somebody told me that Philadelphia is the armpit of America.
Ooh.
That's how they described it. So that's how I've always perceived it. So I would love for you guys to prove me wrong.
Yeah, prove us wrong. I will say I went there for a sports event and somebody, I was very surprised because I was like warned before I came to the city, like don't wear certain colors. People are going to talk shit. They're going to try to beat you up. Like don't talk to people kind of thing. And like within like the first hour of me being there, like checking into my hotel, somebody came right up to me with their son and was like talking to me about like where to get some kind of like sports shit. And I was like, to be honest, I'm not a Philadelphia fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for somebody else. And they were like, they didn't cuss me out and they weren't that rude, but they were immediately like dismissive. Like, never mind. Like, kind of thing. And I didn't, honestly, I was like, wow, it could have been way worse. Like, mm-hmm. I got off the hook on that one. But no, I had a really good time in Philadelphia. I freaking love it. Those are some loyal ass bitches to their city and to their sports teams, okay? Well,
we'll do a live show there one day.
All right.
Fuck it, what's the next town?
Whoa, I think it's called Wichita Falls. Now I have to freaking look it up again. It's in Texas.
Texas.
We have a huge listener. Yes, it's Wichita Falls. It's northern Texas. It's like almost to Oklahoma. Wichita Falls. We've never been there. Never knew her. Never knew her. But whoever is listening in Wichita Falls, tell us about your city. We freaking love you because you're listening. It's like a huge percentage of our Texas listenerships are from Wichita Falls.
Really weird.
It's like very northern Texas. Like north of Dallas. We have a lot of Dallas. We have a lot of Houston. We have a lot of Austin. But then we have like this random ass Wichita Falls, girl.
Don't they have like the smallest skyscraper in the world?
The littlest skyscraper. Cute. It reminds me of, what is that little pony? Little Sebastian from Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah.
Aww. It's like the little Sebastian of Wichita Falls, but this littlest skyscraper.
So cute. Thank you guys for listening.
Damn, Wichita, get with us.
Yeah, hang out with us. Vibe with us. Go follow us on Instagram.
Boardman,
Oregon, don't think we forgot.
We're still watching.
Garden Grove, don't think we forgot.
Garden Grove,
I got the deuce in the trunk of my car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Do you know what song I really like by Sublime?
What? What's your favorite Sublime song?
I will tell you right now. Stolen from an Africa. It's called Don't Push, but
okay.
I like the acoustic version. If I was Bob Marley, I'd say, could you be loved? And if I die, I'm a board up above. And if I'm like Mike Tyson, I would look for a fight. And if I was a boomtown rat, I would be staying up all night. And if I was a king of rock, I would be stupid drunk. And if Rise of Valium, I'd be comfortably numb. Dude, that song hit.
Yeah, that's a good one. Hit.
Look it up. Sublime, Don't Push, acoustic.
I don't know which one is my favorite Sublime song.
I fucking love Garden Grove, too.
Garden Grove, honestly, I really like Bad Fish.
I like Bad Fish. Fuck, yeah. I like Santa Rita a lot.
Yeah, Scarlet Begonias.
I don't count that as Sublime, but...
Yeah, but it is.
Yeah, I don't actually love that cover.
I love it. I really do.
I'm a deadhead.
Oh, my fucking favorite.
I'm a fucking deadhead. That's my fucking favorite.
Waiting on My Ruka. That's my favorite
Sublime. Oh, yeah, right. That's like the name of your car.
Yeah, I named my car Ruka. So, fun fact for y'all. I like when he goes, She said, you're not the only one, but you're the best, Bradley.
Bah, bah.
Yeah, I used to sing that with my friend Bradley in the car. Oh, that reminds me. My friend Bradley. My friend Bradley that passed away, rest in peace, he's my boy.
Which bitch did say, she was like, do you have any, like, younger cousins or something that passed away? And I was like, no. And she was like, well, your grandfather is, like, kicking it with someone up there. He was, like, late teens, early 20s. And I was like, honestly, the only person I can think of is my friend Bradley. And I was already told by a psychic that he's probably one of my spirit guides. So, yeah. Shout out Bradley and Papa. I hope you guys are up there
damn, kicking it. Damn, Bradley, you gotta tell me about him.
The last time that we, like, really hung out, we went to a carnival, and we, like, rode in my car, and I was playing that song for him, and I was singing it to him, because I wanted to scream that part at him. You're not the only one, but you're the best Bradley.
Ramona. Ramona, yeah. Please step back.
Yeah, it's a great song. We'll post it on the Instagram.
Fuck. Fuck. Hey, Bradley.
Hey, Bradley.
What's up? Wouldn't that be nice if Bradley nice. And Papaw... I have something to tell you off camera.
Okay.
But we've got spirit guides, and next week we'll come back with some more conspiracy shit. We got more, but we ran out of time.
Yeah, we really did run out of time. I have to go eat some cheeseburgers.
We gotta eat. But a girl's gotta eat, but we will come back with some spirit... Nope. Some conspiracy.
Conspiracy. Yep.
We love y'all.
Thanks for listening. Go follow our Instagram.
Go check out Shiny Ribs this, what is it, December 17th, the...
8 p.m.
8 p.m. Central, probably. Go to Shiny Ribs' Facebook page, Shiny Ribs, one word.
Yep. You'll see our cute little faces singing the best Christmas song you've ever heard.
And listen to his shit, because it's good.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that one song, Promenade, I love that song.
What's that bird song?
Baby, I remember. Oh, shit.
That bird song, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
I forget what it's called.
Something about Swallow?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Okay, look up Swallow. Look up, Promenade is my favorite. It's sad, but I love it. Look up Gin and Juice, the Gourds.
Do your shadow work.
Do your shadow work. Drink your crystals.
Drink your crystal water.
Drink your beer.
Take a nap.
Wear your mask.
Wash your mask.
Don't fuck with me about the masks.
Yeah, don't fuck with us.
Bitch, you can't fuck with me. If you wanted to, wear your mask, wear your crystals.
And give us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out. We really appreciate it, and we love reading them.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty fun.
That's it for me.
Well, I love you.
I love you.
I love the universe.
I love Christmas. Good night.
Whoa. Whoa. hot take.
Just kidding. I really
don't. I love, I can't say that. I love Christmas, but I love you all. And I can't even say that I love the holidays because I'm so sad.
Sorry. Somebody get her a happy light, please. Good night.
Good night.